Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It on this beautiful Friday morning. 81 Poor degrees Gina. For the high today. All right, let's get right into it because people want to clear the air early this morning, and we're cool with that. What's up, Cassidy? Can we normalize just having yellow teeth?
Yeah.
Having pearly whites takes way too much work. There I said it. I think we know where Cassidy stands on the color of her teeth.
So can we normalize not brushing our teeth? Can we normalize bad breath?
Cassidy, I don't think I need to tell you, but gingivitis is the number one cause of tooth decay. So you just go ahead and keep that in mind.
You do you, boo. This is crazy. This person says, I don't care what anybody says, but houses for sale should not be staged. There, oh. I said it.
Oh, really? Why?
Said, I'd rather look at empty rooms and browse a home for sale than have someone else's idea of where I should put my things and how I should decorate my home. Potential home.
I don't know. Sure. I think some of these people do a really great job of staging a home when you go through there.
No, it's not that they don't, for sure. You know what kills me is when you go through a staged home and there's a sign on the bed like, don't sit, it's an air mattress. Or don't sit, it's cardboard. Pizza boxes.
Right. Yeah. It's I made that mistake one time. I didn't know they did that. I thought it was a full-on bed. No, it's not as cardboard.
Just playing monkey in the middle on the bed.
But some of these homes, like last year, I'm looking at houses. I went from home to home. And mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, I want whatever. I don't care where this furniture came from. I want it. This is what I want my room to look like.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Hey, what's up, Scott? Who is this person? Is this Spizzano texting in? I hate sparkling water. It's so useless, but also bitter, and it costs too much. There, I said it.
I agree with Scott wholeheartedly. Sparkling water's dumb.
Well, what are you supposed to mix with your vodka? Let's go over this person. Any company that doesn't go out of their way to purchase their employees two-ply toilet paper is not a company anyone should feel okay working for. There, I said it. I'm 100% with you. This has got to be a dude, right?
Mm-hmm. We know what they're doing in the number two stall. In the downstairs employee lounge.
I agree. It's the little things, man. Take care of your people. Nobody who wants to use.
I don't know. I feel
like. Let's use the restroom with one ply. Come on.
When I first started dating my girlfriend, she roasted me and she's like, What are you doing buying one ply toilet paper? I'm like, what do you mean? I just buy whatever's cheapest. She's like, oh my God.
This is not it.
And I was like, oh my God, is this through? She's like, no, I'm just going to buy you new toilet paper. This is stupid.
Chad in the house. What's up, Chad? Chad. I just want to wish my girlfriend Tabitha today a happy birthday. Hey, go Tabitha. Go Tabby. He goes on to say, I love you, baby. And you mean the world to me. Happy birthday, baby. Can't wait to celebrate later. Oh, hell yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning some weird things for sure.
Don't mess up that Red Roof Inn hotel room too much later tonight.
We're coming up almost on a year ago when I had that wedding. Yeah. And they did a room block at the Red Roof Inn. And I was like, I'm so good. No, I'm so good.
I know. I just listened.
Herkimer.
Yeah, Herkimer too. Pennsylvania?
No, Herkimer, New York.
Or
it's
Herk-
like
oh, the Herky.
Utica.
Yes, there's so much to do there.
There's so much to do. So many activities at the Red Roof Inn.
Hey, no shade on the Red Roof Inn.
Me.
But if you walk in your hotel room and the pillows look like they've been sitting between some homeless guy's legs, you have a right to ask for new sheets.
I went to the wedding and I got my own Airbnb. Gorgeous. Went with my ex. It was a fever. It was a fever dream. It was a fever dream for sure.
Okay.
The Red Roof Inn. Hey, we have a room block at the Red Roof Inn. Okay.
Ronald says you guys should come to the, what is going on today? I like doing there. I said it at 6:40. You guys should come to the strip club with me and my buddies tonight for our friend's bachelor party. We need DJs to play the music. See you guys at the Barrel of Dolls. Okay, Ronald.
Moose goes drop the Addy.
I wouldn't consider us DJs. That's not
We
really,
are not DJs. That's actually so offensive.
Stop.
Ew. No, we're not.
Put
not
a Band-Aid on
wrong
it.
Wrong with DJs, but that's not us. We're entertainers. We're content creators.
We're content creators. Right. Can we all normalize taking Clorox wipes into the strip clubs with us just to wipe things down? You know what I mean? If everyone did this, it would just be a safer place to bring the entire family. All right, said it.
The entire family. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Get have in the car, ever... kids. It's Friday. It's Barrel of Dolls night. What?
Have you ever gotten a dance, like a backroom dance from a dancer?
Yes.
At Barrel of Dolls?
No. No. Oh. No.
I have.
No. Yeah. I haven't gotten my hepatitis shot yet. All right, let's go over to this. Chester Cab Pizza on Park Ave is the best pizza on the rock. There, I said it. Well, that's oddly specific. Thank you.
You have no taste. I'm sorry. You have no taste.
Really? Come
it's
on.
It's a brick of cheese. Half the time, it's not even melted. Oh, no shade, no shade, no shade.
Oh, yeah, right. You crap all over it and be like, respectfully.
Respectfully, of course. Yeah. No, but like, listen, there's a couple different pizza places here in the 585 that try to do things differently. That like Chester Cab does the deep dish Chicago style. Pizza Wizard does the Detroit style.
Domino's does New York style.
I wouldn't even call that. Domino's is giving like Alabama, you know. They have, fun fact, South has no idea how to do pizza. They have no idea. One time, I went to a wedding in Tennessee, and they served late night pizza out of a lasagna pan.
I love it. That's what I'm telling you,
man. I was like, what are we doing here?
Hell yeah. That's what's up. That sounds so good.
What is this?
All right, let's wrap this up.
The dough was raw.
Chester Cab Pizza. We'll go ahead. We'll give you that free plug for today.
Oh God!
Who doesn't love a deep dish? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
98PXY.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.